Right now, we're headed to Virginia, and Ronald's on the line. Ronald, welcome to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show.
Hi. Thanks, Danny.
Good. What can we help you with? I see you have a dryer vent question.
Yes. So I have a beach condo. It's two stories that I live in, and it's directly across the street from the beach. So obviously, we have a lot of high humidity. And so what I've noticed is in the summer on these humid days, I get a lot of condensation inside the dryer drum. So much so on certain days, it will actually puddle. And I put I noticed, unfortunately, where it's vented, the outside faces the beach. And I noticed that the flap on the vent was not fully shutting. I had a new one installed, caulked around it, have a good setup now, but it really hasn't helped.
Hmm.
And so I was looking for some tips. Unfortunately, the vent runs, the dryer is on the first floor. The vent runs up the wall and between the first and second floor. I have absolutely no access to any of the venting, and it's probably about a 20-foot run to go outside.
Okay. Yeah. Ronald, that was the question I was going to ask you, is how long the run is. And it's 20 feet or longer, you think, something like that?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, obviously, I mean, you might not have an option here, but obviously you always want to keep these vent runs as short as possible. But long dryer vent runs, long dryer vent ducts like yours, Ronald, often have moisture problems because what happens is that hot, moist air that's coming out of the dryer, it cools off before it gets to the end of the dryer, the end of the duct, and then it condensates into water and starts draining back. And I suspect that's what's happening here, right? Because that air, when it's coming out of the dryer, it's moist, right? Because it's removing moisture from the clothes. And it's just condensating and moving back. The best solution, of course, as I said, is to shorten the run. If you can't do that, you have to insulate the duct. And if it's not accessible, I'm not really sure what else you can do. I know there is a fitting, a stainless steel fitting called a drip T condensation drain. I've never installed one of these. I know how they work, but I've never installed them, so I'm not really sure if it's the proper fitting for you, but you can try it. It's essentially like a small vertical cylinder. And what happens is when water starts draining back, it falls into this drain and it catches it rather than have it drain back to the dryer. So, I mean, that's the only thing I could suggest. You either have to shorten the run, insulate the duct, or possibly install one of these products called the drip T condensation drain. There's a company called Noritz, Noritz. I know that they make one, but again, I've never installed one, so I don't really know that much about them.
Okay.
And Ronald, you're not sharing. I mean, this is a dedicated dryer vent. You don't have anything else, any of the other adjacent homeowners tying into this one in any way.
Right. No. Just mine.
Okay. And you might not have access to the inline part of it, but they do have inline boosters that will really move that air a lot quicker.
Right, electric fan, basically, right? Yeah.
Yeah. I have one on my house. It's amazing. We were having trouble because it was a vertical vent, which is not the best, and we put one of the inline things in there, and it reduced our drying time from an hour and a half down to 45 minutes. So it's saving us a lot of money, but it just works so well in being able to automatically turn on when the dryer is being used. But I doubt you have any way to access that run in order to install that. So that might not be an option, but there's a couple different ways of looking at it there.
Right, yeah. Unfortunately, it's a bad setup. It goes into the wall, makes an immediate 90.
Oh, yeah.
Goes up to the ceiling and then across. So it's not a good setup in any way, shape, or form.
Well, if you can get to it and put one of the inline units in, they're not very expensive, but definitely very effective.
Okay. All right.
All right, Ronald, well, thanks a lot. Best of luck to you on that, keeping that condensation to a minimum, and have a great weekend.
All right. Thank you.